Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. This episode is brought to you by the Ukrainian government. The man in front of me, comedy legend, also fan of cannabis, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis. Our friend over there is
Zelensky's pet.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the teacher's pet, as they say.
Fuck. Hmm. Speaking of pets, I saw something today. I don't know where I saw it, but it was a monkey that probably weighs about 280, like a small monkey that's supposed to weigh like 50 pounds, but he's just fat and he's eating bananas.
Yeah.
And the tag was like, this fat guy can't climb trees.
He's a funky monkey.
He's a big fat tub of shit.
I like monkeys.
Oh, you're trying to find it?
Yeah.
It's weird. Since I'm on TikTok now, I have all the references that Poseidon has.
You're just getting them in.
I've slowly but surely become Poseidon.
You're turning into him. Yeah. You're going to be telling me, did you see that fat monkey video? Like, I don't understand what you're talking about. I like funky monkeys. No, but we should take this moment, Mike, to remind people that Canadoc.ca is our sponsor, and if they need medical cannabis, they should look no further. Why? Because, Poseidon, do you remember?
Yes.
If you had a consultation to get yourself your medical card, how long does it take?
Bro, like less than 10 minutes.
Less than 10 minutes. That's how long it took me. And I'm an imbecile.
Mm.
That's how long it takes people. And you get all kinds of stuff besides stuff that you cannot get at the regular weed shops over here.
Better weed, better quality cannabis, better quality weed than
edibles,
yeah.
CBD, THC stuff, vape pens, whatever you want. Cookies, that hash peanut butter cup that you found.
Yeah, and it's a Quebec company.
Yeah,
support local.
I support local like
people
crazy.
always, especially a lot of people that are very organic, are like, you got to buy local, you got to buy local, but then they order their weed from BC.
Yeah.
So order everything from Quebec.
Or from Quebec.
Yeah.
Why the hell not? Yeah. Canadoc.ca, links are in the description.
And it is completely confidential, doesn't go on your passport or your Medicare.
They're not yappy bitches.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, this fucking guy smokes weed. He's a fucking stoner.
Yeah, this guy's getting high at the job. No, they don't say anything.
They None keep their mouths shut
the way these whores should.
Yeah. Hey, so, Canadoc.ca.
Canadoc.ca, links are in the description. Yo, they, you know, we had that old power outage and all that. They asked the premier, they told him, hey man, why don't we just upgrade our shit and put the power lines on the ground? And he's like, are you people mental? You know how much that would cost? He goes, billions of dollars. That's way too expensive.
Well,
but Hydro-Québec is a crown corporation. It's a non-for-profit. So,
yeah.
And they make $14 billion extra a year.
Yeah.
So put so $5 billion each year.
Billion.
Yeah, and put it there. Yeah. This is the same guy that wants to spend $100 billion because they're like, should we build a bridge? Quebec Levy is like, no, bro, let's build an underwater tunnel. This guy's insane.
Not just
He's
that.
He's treating us like whores.
What they should do is build that underground tunnel and have like two lanes just for cables.
Just for cables, yeah.
Just fucking power and get the cable and...
He's treating us like a bunch of whores.
I mean,
bro.
We should do.
I want him to treat us like romantically. I want him to treat us like a sister.
The wine and dine us.
Like, every new neighborhood now, everything is underground.
Yeah.
Like, in the old days, they just had cables, like, up in the air because that's all they could do. But now we can. It's super easy to dig. It's not that expensive, right? It's more expensive. Well, but then the repairs, like, shit doesn't break down as much.
Yeah, long term, it's better.
Yeah.
Also, our roads are overdue. Like, the condition of our roads are terrible. So, at the same time of doing the cables, they could redo our roads. We will have, the whole province would have brand new roads. It would be phenomenal.
But the way Quebec works is if they redo the roads and the cables, that means we'll have no roads or cables for 600 years.
Yeah, 147 years at least.
My great-great-great-great-grandson will be like, They had roads in the old days.
You had roads?
In the ancient town of Montreal.
You guys had roads? Yeah, we had all kinds of roads.
God damn. Yeah, that's true. I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah, so you saw, during the power outage, you went to
Rockland. I went to
Rockland.
Yeah.
And people were just living there.
Like Syrian refugees.
Yeah.
They're just laying down.
In a shopping mall,
laying down on the floor, charging. They're still, they looked miserable. And I was shocked because, like, it's been 12 hours.
Yeah.
You live 4 blocks away, go home. What do you care? And they were, like, desperate, full desperation.
And
like,
lying down on the ground?
On the ground, dirty.
Dirty, disgusting people.
And then I went to take a piss, and there was a lineup. And I was like, okay, people are here because they have to take a piss. So I'm waiting. I get in, and I couldn't take a piss. I had to go to the secret bathroom at the expectations downstairs. Yeah. Because I go in, and there was a guy washing his armpits and his balls.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, you're not Tom Hanks in the terminal. Yeah. Like, you don't need this much effort to hide away from home. It's been 12 hours.
Yeah.
It's not, and it was the middle of the day.
And plus, even though there's no power, there's still water.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather have cold water on my dick and balls in my apartment than fucking
lukewarm water in a mall in front of other people.
And the mall, did the mall had sort of half-assed power, like a generator
power?
Full power.
Okay. There was no problem in the mall. Okay. The only problem was the low-class people that were hanging out there. They were refugee mode full. There's no power, so fuck it. I'm crossing the border to Poland. It was crazy. If there was a real problem, we're dead. If that's our first line, we're fucked.
Yeah. This was during the day, right?
This was during the day.
So there's open your curtains, and your apartment will be fucking nice and bright.
But like, I gotta check my Instagram for what? Your neighbor doesn't have power either. What do you care when it's updating?
Yeah. Fuck.
I didn't give a fuck. Everyone's like, are you good? Okay at night? I was like, yeah, it's just dark. I'm with my dog. Who gives a shit?
Did you get that message from Hydro-Québec that they're going to reimburse us for the time that we lost power?
No, that's like a fake message. Don't click on that.
Oh, okay. It was a fake message?
Yeah, if you click on that, they're going to take your information. Don't do that.
Okay, because I gave them my social insurance number and my dad's...
your mother's maiden name.
I didn't usually... Like, I never click on this, but I always check the email to see where it's from. But I didn't think to check the email. But I was just like... I'd lost power for an hour.
Yeah.
I was like, this is...
It's fake.
Yeah, okay.
Because people are dumb enough to believe it. They're never going to give you money back.
Yeah, it's... they're the bunch of scam artists.
Scam.
They're good at taking, not giving.
Speaking of scams, Poseidon, how's life? How are you out there scamming?
I'm scamming all kinds. I've been very good.
He scammed this cancer fundraiser out of their money.
Yes. Yeah.
They paid him to do comedy.
Yeah.
So you took money... from people that are dying of a disease that we don't have the cure for.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they apparently, I have a friend who's a scientist. He told me we are $235 away from finding a cure.
But he took the $200.
Yep.
And then on top of it, but he did do something good because all the cancer patients that were watching him, all the terminally ill ones, after his 10 minutes, they're like, I'm good to die.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather die. <They're> If this is the state of
they're
comedy,
dying anyways, bro.
Like, if this is the state of comedy, this guy calls himself a comic, just kill me.
They're like, what he did on stage is what I'm going to do in 3 weeks. So how'd you do, though?
I think I did really well. I did better than I expected.
You did better than the cancer patients.
I did way better than them. I've been doing better than them.
Okay.
people told me I killed. I don't think I killed. I wouldn't go that far. I'm proud of my set.
How far would you go?
Yeah.
Like I'm proud of my set.
Okay, and you are you? Because a lot of people, like when they start doing comedy, when you've been in it for a while, like me or Pantelis, you know, like when you have an off set, you know right away.
Yeah.
Even if people go, that was amazing, it wasn't good. But you're at a stage where you're like.
I've done 50.
As long as they tell, he knows the number. Yeah, he's in early stage.
Yeah. So
you see, I'm 6.5.
No, but I could tell when I bomb as well, when I don't do well.
It'd be even better if you did. How many times you've been on stage?
Nah, bro. No, but I was good.
Comfortable. Those shows are hard, like, because it's a cancer show in front of, like, so it's kind of like a Italian corporate gig.
Yeah.
So it's all jokes. If you have jokes about fucking spaghetti, you get a standing O. But if you do like non-Italian material,
Guido was talking about yesterday. We were talking about like the different demographics. It's the perfect. It's the 50. It's the old WAP crowd. It's not what you're saying. It's how you say it.
Yeah.
Like, what's the deal with asses? And he said that crowd. But that's the best crowd for him to cut his teeth in.
Yeah.
Because the worst crowd for him to cut his teeth in is a crowd that's super critical. So every word, if he gets wrong, like,
Oh, but I made no mistakes that night.
That's the worst way to start comedy.
I stumble on my words a lot, but that night I didn't like. There was no hashing. Like I was good. Bro.
It wasn't like
it wasn't like right now. It, was yeah. it wasn't like up. Right now. But
it feels like he's talk. Delusional because he's like, bro, never me make mistake. Yeah. What about right now? No, yeah. Now no count.
I'm perfect. Yeah,
but I was really nervous going up.
You
was,
always you kind of do talk like an old Italian dude yeah. though. Yeah. So it's a perfect place. So you were nervous before the show?
I was nervous because I didn't do any Italian stuff. I was like, because okay. last show I done Guido show. He goes, oh, I'll write some Italian jokes and stuff, but I didn't really like them.
So he wrote Italian jokes for you?
I wrote myself some Italian. Like,
did
stuff.
You call I don't him? Have nothing to common for you guys.
Stuff that might work.
I'm
with
not the- Italian. Yeah. I don't have the cancers.
You stuff know? That may work with that demographic. And
what kind of stuff? Because I want to know how fucking.
I have them written down. I don't remember.
He goes up. He's like,
you remember?
He's like, you know, I like the city, but downtown, bro. Let's be honest. Full of the blacks. Yeah. Just
oh
me.
Well, I have that one. What's it called? The soup.
These mullies, bro. It's fucking yeah. crazy downtown.
Well, the like, authentic Italian. So well, I did that when I did that at Guido show. They didn't really laugh that much. Like that's the.
But did I'm they
like,
know did that you were faking?
Were you using terms like bada bing and
no?
Fugazi?
But I said. Did I say Molignano or no?
Oh, you probably did.
Yeah. I probably did. Yeah.
I didn't do but the any thing is,
this
stuff.
Fucking manja cake comes up to me.
But the thing is, that said, people told me I did well, but I didn't like it at all. I didn't do well at all. That said, Guido's. This was in December. I didn't do well at all. So I'm like, fuck it. This time I'm going. And I knew it was a bunch of Italians. I'm like, I'm just doing my shit. If they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't.
That's a good attitude.
Yeah, you
should
have spent your whole time criticizing them.
And I was really nervous going up because Guido went on first. And he had some good moments and some good laughs, but it was a little difficult for him. I could tell.
Kind of like his life. Good moments with a difficult
like long term it was difficult.
So I was like,
but
so
he had some good moments.
So
there.
I thought they
his
were
his dressing room was in Mexico.
You know, because I don't care what he's gonna say next. It doesn't matter for the story. But what does matter is he's omitting a very funny fact.
What?
The place closed down right after. That place.
Oh no, they
years.
Were closing down anyways.
That was he shut that place down.
Oh, last
go
show.
Fuck yourself.
That was the last thing happening at that place. Dead. He shut it down. They're like, yeah, just shut the business down, bro. What is this?
I was really nervous.
You know, if you guys could count and speak English, maybe this place wouldn't be going out of business.
Well, I think Ted made fun of them.
Good. Was Ted. He Guido though? Was he doing it just in English or was doing half
no,
English?
No, he was
half
doing
Italian.
Half English, half Italian.
And was the crowd too English? Or?
No. Well, some of the Italian stuff, they laughed really hard. They really liked it. But some of the Italian stuff, they didn't. They just didn't react at all.
Okay.
And I was like, and I couldn't understand his set, like, because
so
it was half. Yeah. So I don't know what he's saying. And I'm
is
like,
dropping the N-word?
And I'm just like, oh no, they're gonna hate me. They're gonna hate me. So I was really nervous right before. Like I had to take like three shits before I got on. But then when I got on, I just started and I did.
You should check that out. The fact that you take three shits.
Every time I'm nervous. Well, not three, but like I felt like I had to. Yeah. Like I took one, but then I had to take a shit.
That should become an expression. There's the expression, no shits given. It should be three shits given.
How nervous were you? Three shits given.
How important is this?
I was a wreck.
Three shits given.
But no, I went up. I had a good time.
How long were you doing?
I did 10 minutes.
How much material do you have?
I had 10 jokes.
No. In life, like after 50 shows, you have like... 10 minutes?
Well, now I think I have a solid 10.
Okay. Yeah.
Solid 10.
Oh, that's
10.
Good.
That's not bad.
Solid 10.
Yeah, that's very good.
Even. Yeah.
Yeah. After like 50 shows.
Especially that set I did, the way I built it and the way I said all the jokes and everything and the way they follow.
I'm proud of them.
I'm very proud. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Congrats.
Thank you.
Very cool. Very cool.
I'm
proud of the Italian community. I'm not Italian, but I'm proud of them.
Yeah. They've come a long way.
They've come a long way. They speak English now. Guido's too funny because he does the, he's trying to get away from all the WAP stuff.
Okay.
But every time he's on stage, like he said, he does the half-half.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to let go.
But if you've only been doing comedy, like in front of, doing it half Italian, half English, if you really want to get away from the Italian stuff, he'd have to do shows in front of crowds that aren't all Italian.
Yeah, that's the best.
Because it's fucking hard going, like, hey, I'm not going to, like if, like when I do shows in English, It's easier if I'm doing it in front of English people.
Yeah.
And I do English shows in front of French people, but every time I'm like, even on stage, I'm like, this is fucking weird. Like, all of you are French. What the fuck are we doing?
It is funny when you do that, when you're doing it in English and you're like, you're all fucking French.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's because I like playing in Montreal and I like the Bordel is way funner than the Nest, so.
Oh, the Bordel, it's been insane.
Yeah.
tonight's gonna be fucking fun. Nice. I have what I do is to prepare myself. I try to find something in common with everyone. That's why I go to the Afghani community center and I perform just in front of Afghans. And if I feel like I'm losing them, I go, "Fucking, what's the deal with these women?"
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fucking right. Nah, fucking Thursday.
Hey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come here.
Speaking of the Afghanis, did you guys see the Afghan car?
The Afghan car.
The Taliban. The Taliban made a supercar.
The Taliban made a supercar.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's called the Afghan car.
Do they have the ludicrous mode?
This is it. You guys want to see it?
Yeah,
I guess.
Uh-huh. Oh shit! That looks like a real car.
Yeah. Well, they copied Bugatti a lot.
There's no way they made a car. Bro,
that means
fake.
They just stole a Bugatti.
That's just fake news, Bugatti. Bro.
No, dude, it's true.
These people don't have electricity.
They did it, but they put a 1991 Toyota Corolla engine in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They just mixed and matched some pieces. There's one
car. So they took a sports car and put a Corolla engine.
CEO.
Yeah. Like, Toyota is known.
CEO.
Either this is an elaborate prank.
CEO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sports car called the helmet.
Oh, and look at the guy behind it. What the fuck? He thinks he's steering. Yeah. The guy with the gun.
Brother, he's wearing pajamas. Yeah, very unprofessional.
They even practically copied the Bugatti
remains
logo.
They did not use the remains. That's just a real sports car that some fucking warlord.
Yeah, warlord. Are you trying to tell me? Are you trying to tell me, Mike, that you don't believe Al Jazeera? Yeah. You think Al Jazeera? Al Jazeera was going to put propaganda out there? What are you fucking joking, Mike? For shame.
What model? Like, you're a car guy. What's the
The rear is very Bugatti. Even the side is very Bugatti. It almost looks like the Chiron, but more like a square.
Because that shit is too nice to... I've been in Afghanistan. That's too nice to be... And I was in Afghanistan 10 years ago when shit was better. There was money coming into Afghanistan. So that's definitely, like, either Saudis or, like... someone from the Arab Emirates that had a cool car, and I think
that's what they did. They took like a cool car, and then they
pretended kinda, like they made it
because it looks very like the Chiron or the Chiron.
The Chiron.
If you look at the rear lights,
pretend to be Italian. You pretend to be a old gay Frenchman.
Yeah, I like news given to us by a fago.
The Chiron.
Hold on. Chiron. If I type in,
people call me a fago. A fago.
What does that mean? I don't know. It's some kind of a French thing, bro.
Someone called me a fago.
Yeah, look, the rear end looks very similar to the Bugatti Chiron.
Yeah, and how about the side.
Even the side, look at this.
Yeah, and also the front.
Yeah.
And the front, yeah.
Actually, so it's just basically a fucking
Bugatti. But they changed the plate in the
logo. What's the logo that they used?
Oh, they used...
It'd be cool if it was two dudes fucking.
Yeah, and under it says Thursday.
Yeah.
Hold on, let's see the Bugatti logo. I woke up and I knew
I think
Bugatti.
It's the same logo. I think they didn't even change the logo.
No, they did, I hope they put a marker on it.
Afghani.
Where's the fucking pictures, bro? I want pictures.
Bro, it's too, I'm losing Jesus. Concentration.
It's okay, so you're looking for pictures in
Twitter. Go down.
Why don't you use Google Image?
Go down. Right there. What is that, bro? That's hilarious.
Kabul or one plate? Plate one.
Oh, is that a plate?
I thought that was a giant check. Me too. They went to fucking.
They gave him rupees.
The Price is Right.
Yeah.
So if they have a giant plate written 001, is that the first car with the license plate?
Probably.
In Afghanistan?
Probably.
Jesus. Okay, so a country that this is their first car, that's what they built. America, it's a fucking Model T.
It's just a Batmobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the front.
The blue one, the one that's left of
that's an Afghan.
That's
car.
What they fucking invented. They're like, we need something aerodynamic. Make but shouldn't we make it smaller? No, how will I stand? How will I stand when
it's
I drive?
It's true. Look how tall it is. Oh, that's a kid. Though.
I'm not going to sit like a lady.
Sit like a fago. You think I'm a fago?
You only sit on Thursdays.
God damn.
Oh shit.
This is retarded.
Yeah.
Just
so you've been having fun. You had a good, relaxed fucking week.
I had a good week. I've been. This is me. The kind of like my coming out. Me and my wife separated a year ago.
Because you're a violent homosexual.
Because and it was just for you know. Nothing major. It was just violence and alcohol.
Yeah.
No, she. It's just a joke. But
she's been having sex with Poseidon.
Yeah. We've been. We separated about a year ago. No one knew except for you, and then I started telling people slowly but surely. And the reason why this is how I this is why I saw what a good person you are. You know why I told you? You're the only person that asked me how it was going with my wife. You know how people usually go, hey, how's it going? It's not, how's it going? You know, they never ask anything personal, but you were like, how's it going with your wife? And I was like, wow, it's not going good.
Well, you're my best friend.
Yeah.
Well, of course I fucking care about how's it going.
But this fucking guy never asked.
But he's also, in his defense, he grew up different. He's always in his own world. He has his own shit. He doesn't really... He's kind of, you know, people with Asperger's,
yeah.
They can't tell when you're being sarcastic. He sometimes can't tell if someone's sad. If anyone has a problem, he thinks it's about, like, you're mad at him.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm sad about something, he's like, did I do something? Like, he thinks I'm mad at him. So it's just the way he is. He's not the, it's just, he doesn't notice.
Also, I'm very good at minding my own business.
Yeah.
So sometimes he does it to me. Sometimes I'll ask him, like, bro, did I do something?
How?
And then that sets me off. I go, this stupid motherfucker, it's not about you. He's like, oh, bro, I thought maybe, bro. But like, he's so used to getting shit on.
Yeah.
He thinks he's the cause of everything.
So every time I went to Florida, he was like, did I do something wrong? Did I? Mike's been going to Florida every couple of weeks. Yeah. Did I fuck up?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, bro, it's a bit much. He's like, well, I don't know what to change.
Why is he leaving?
Yeah. But yeah,
is it the dick pics?
There was two reasons. Like, I wanted to like during in a podcast, I like being 100% honest, and the fact that I didn't say that I wasn't with her anymore, it felt weird. But I wanted to wait a year. Cause in Quebec, since I'm French famous, I know it's there's going to be articles about it, and I didn't want. There was a couple years ago. There aren't that many pictures of me and Marie online. There's click on the one white.
Yeah, there you go. Look, this one's nice.
The last picture of me with her, I look like Kim Jong Un. I'm the fattest fucking weirdest looking person.
There you go.
See? Look how fat
what did they do to
Korean
you?
I look. No, they didn't do anything to me. I did that to myself. But I look I look fat and disgusting.
They could have picked a better photo. They could have photoshopped it.
Yeah, but
the face you're making.
So I'm sure like I thought about that last week. I'm like, oh fuck, when they're gonna be articles, that's the picture they're gonna use.
You look like a warlord that stole her from a village.
Yeah, exactly. I look like someone that invented a car in my country.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it's weird too, because since we haven't been together in so long, I wasn't even able to meet women, because I'd go to, like, I'd be in a restaurant or a bar, and then I'd have some chick talk to me, and then she'd get kind of flirty, and then there'd always be someone that go, nah, he's been married for, like, 20 years. You have no shot. He's super single. And I was like, yeah, mind your business. Mind your business.
Yeah, people don't mind their fucking business. Yeah, everyone.
And let me, like, even if I was still married, let me cheat.
I want a mistress.
Let me cheat.
Why are you cock-blocking? She's perfect mistress material. Keeps her goddamn mouth shut.
I almost told a chick in Quebec City, because I went to a restaurant with my dad and my brother, and the there was like a little bar, and the bartender was like a fucking smoke show. She was crazy hot, and she was like, oh fuck, look at that one. The standing up is even better.
Oh, I thought we were looking at hot chicks. What do we got here? Let me see. Oh, God look damn it, Mike. You look like a toddler.
I look retarded.
You look like a fat mongoloid.
Yeah, I look. I am a fat mongoloid.
Oh, no.
But see, the one left of that, me wearing black, they're not going to use that one.
No, never. Never.
They're not
they
gonna
never
use that
use
one because I'm fucking handsome.
They're not gonna use
you
that.
You got the shades on. You're looking cool as shit.
I look good.
If anything, they're gonna use the one right under that with Simon Delisle.
Yeah, they're gonna use that one.
God forbid you look cool in French media.
Yeah. And for some reason, see the blonde chick underneath with the glasses.
Yeah.
There's a picture. Like, go up one, and then go left again. That one. Click on that.
Because I can't see.
See, this is this is me and my wife, and the blonde chick is like a French Canadian comic. And since I guess they saved that as Mike Ward and his wife, so they keep the media, I think, thinks that she's my wife. Because up top, like Entrevue, Mike Ward, just one above the, oh, yeah, the one where... no, but left, scroll left, up, left, scroll up, scroll up, 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 right there. That one. See?
Who is that? I never seen her. She's still a comic?
Yeah, her name, I forget what her name is.
She looks like Britney Spears a bit.
Yeah.
I don't see that, but I just, I've never seen her before in the
scene. But they, no, she doesn't do stand-up anymore. Okay. She writes like for TV, I think.
Cool, cool.
But yeah.
Look at the eyes. The eyes give it away.
Yeah. So there was a...
The retardation?
Yeah. Yeah, so when I was in Quebec City, this chick, like, she was just impressed that I'm famous. So she was like, I can't believe you're at my bar. And then she was like, ah, ah. And then she was like, you could, she told me, she was like, you could, do you realize you could bang everyone here? You could bang everyone here.
And you're like, that's my father. And him then, too. Yeah. I'm not going to judge.
But when she said that and she was like crazy hot and like I hadn't fucking kissed anyone in like fucking ages. So I was like, oh fuck, I think I'm gonna bang this chick in the bathroom while my dad is eating soup.
Like, the best. The best.
So and then I go to be kind of flirty and I like say something like, I don't want to bang everyone here. There's just one that I want to bang. But it's right before I can talk, the girl at the bar is like, he's got a girlfriend. They're married and he's faithful. And I was like, you stupid whore. You stupid whore. I was angry. The girl was like, I'm a Patreon. She's so Patreon. I was like, I fucking, thank you for supporting, but I hate you.
Yeah. You're like, you're the reason why so many people get divorced. Keep your fucking mouth shut. Yeah.
You cancel her subscription.
I should have.
And then reason, yappy whore.
Yeah. And that yappy whore, like this chick, the bartender chick, she was like, can I get a picture with you? And I was like, okay. And she goes, do you mind if I put it on my Instagram? I was like, I don't care. She puts it on her Instagram. And then the one that said he's got a girlfriend wasn't even there, but she follows her on Instagram, saw I was at the bar. So she came over just to cock block me. She left her house to cock block me.
Oh my God.
That's so weird. Yeah. That's weird behavior.
Dedication to linebacking.
It's very bizarre.
Whatever happened to minding your own goddamn business?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I love how everyone, you know, it's because of the podcast. It's because we talk so much. We're with people. Mm. Everyone feels like we're like friends. So they jump in as if we have that rapport.
Yeah. And I didn't want to, like the reason why I didn't want to say I wasn't with her anymore wasn't really the picture. But my ex's mom doesn't know yet. And I've been, because she's like crazy religious. And she like doesn't. Like marriages for life and the whole thing. And so Marie wasn't ready to tell her mom. And I was like, you got to tell your mom. You got to fucking tell your mom.
I texted her this morning.
Yeah,
she knows.
Good. Yeah. So I was like, and then I gave her a year. So I told her, I was like, look, you got to tell your mom because I'm starting to tell everyone.
The whole year, you're just sending the mom articles of different people divorcing. Look, it happens. They're cool.
Yeah.
just preemptively setting her up. And at the end, she's like, oh, yeah, everyone seems to be doing it. Okay.
It was very bizarre because this weekend I was... I was going to my new apartment and I forgot my keys because at the house I have a code, but at the apartment I have just keys.
Like a peasant?
Like a goddamn peasant. What am I, goddamn poor? You're treating me like a poor. But yeah, so I didn't have my keys. So I was like, okay, I'll go to my house, get my keys. And then I go to my house and then I see my mother-in-law's car and I'm like, oh, fuck. So I walk in and I can't just open the door, grab the keys and fuck off. I got to go in and obviously say hello. So I go in, give my mom, my mother-in-law a kiss on the mouth.
Like a
man. Because I'm single again and I'm ready to bang.
Yeah, you kiss on the mouth and you go, what are you doing later?
No, so I give her a kiss on both cheeks. And then my ex goes, hey, what about me? And then she gives me like a long ass hug because her mom's there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And then she's like, my mom bought us a present because it was our wedding anniversary. And she didn't tell her. So I have a wedding anniversary present. She's like, do you want to open it? And I'm like,
I prefer not to.
There's someone waiting for me. So I'm like, no, I'm good. Well, and then she's like, oh, okay, we'll open it tonight when you get back. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I did say that. So I just left. And then as soon as I got in my car, like I'm driving, and then there was a message from my ex. She was like, I'm so sorry about the hug. And I'm so sorry about,
I don't know what to do.
I know you're not coming back tonight. But yeah, so it was weird. And it makes
I feel bad for Marie because it's so weird.
Yeah.
with the mom, like, because it's been like the way she's gonna tell her is, and I don't envy that position.
Well, what's
it's
so fucked retarded. Up? What's fucked up is I didn't leave her; she left me. So a year ago, she told me, "Look, things aren't going well." And I was like, "Yeah, I noticed too. You know, I'm very, you know, yeah. I noticed stuff like that." And she goes,
"I'm astute."
And so she's like, "I think we should break up." And I was like, "I think you're right." And then we decided first night, since I've four fucking houses. I'm the only person that owns four houses and rents a goddamn one bedroom apartment.
I was about to say you own four houses and you're homeless.
Yeah.
Who are you?
So I don't know. It's so
you're Saddam Hussein after the Americans went in.
I'm Saddam Hussein hiding in that.
Going,
can I go back to my castle?
There's gold and you're in a fucking hole in the ground.
But yeah, so the first night she was like, she went to take a walk and I was already fucking Googling to find a place for her or for me. I didn't care. So then she comes back and then we divvied up the houses. So I was like, okay, she didn't even want half of my shit. She was like, you earned that. You worked for that. And so you keep everything. And I was like, thank you for that.
I like that. It's very feminist.
But I do like that. But because I don't think she does deserve half, but
she's a lady.
She deserves I find that shitty. Whenever people are married a long time, they get divorced. Like if she's,
and then they're assholes,
and then they're dicks. Like she and like it's if you fucking love this woman for 20 years,
be nice.
Be nice and fuck. So I was like, look, we have four houses. Take two. I'll take two, and I'll give you money every month. And since you don't want half, I get first pick. And last pick. So I pick the first house, I pick the last house, you pick the two. So I get the best house, I get the shittiest house, you get the two in the middle. We divvy them up. And the best house was the one we were living in. So I'm like, look, you can take your time to move. You can, you know, I'll give you 3 months, which is good. 3 months go by and she's not moving out. And so I'm like, but there was the Bell Center and there was the whole summer and I had a bunch of shit. So yeah. I was like, okay. And then I'm like, I'm sending her fucking like the links for, hey, there's an apartment. And then she'd always answer back, no, that's too expensive. I was like, I'm paying for it. Like I was like, if you want to buy something, I'll pay for it. Like I was gently pushing her out. And I felt she wasn't ready. So I was like, okay, I'll give you till the end of the summer. And then at the end of the summer, she didn't leave. And then she kept on saying, give me a couple of months. And I was like, well, do you want to work things? Do you want to work things out? And then she was like, no, but I just need time. And I was like, 6 months. And then 6 months became 9 months. And then she was like, give me until May. And I was like, oh, fuck it. This is going to be forever. So I was like, fuck it. I'm getting an apartment. So that's why I got the apartment.
And the apartment's close by, so that's good.
Our apartment's close by.
You're walking distance.
And then now I told her, I said, look, I signed a 1 year lease, so I'm giving you a full year of the house. And then, like right now we're in good terms, and I hope that it stays in good terms. But, like, I want her. I had a friend a couple of years ago that he got divorced, and he had a kid. And this guy worked on the radio, so he used to make like 200-300 G's a year. Like he made like good money, and he'd give 1,400 to his ex for her and the kid every month, and he was freaking the fuck out. And then he went to court to get it lowered, and I was like, you fucking piece of shit! You're making 20 G's a month.
Yeah, and 1,400.
Yeah, you're giving like fucking 50, like. Not even a quarter to, and you have a kid. That's your fucking kid. I don't even have a kid, but I have a cat. I want my fucking cat to have the good food.
Yeah, I want my cat to live the good life.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're doing it the right way. No one else would do that shit.
Yeah, but it must have been rough for her, because for me, it's been easy, because when you break up and you have money, you're like, this sucks, but like my new place, like, okay, I need this, so I just buy it. But her, she has money because I'm generous. So she's always like, is he going to, like, she's like, is he going to stay generous? Like, is he going to keep on being generous? And I told her, look, I'll pay for all your shit. But if you, if you get married to someone else or move in with a dude, you know.
But you're his problem now.
You're his problem. But like if she, I don't care if she goes out with a dude. Even I don't even care if she gets engaged. But just I don't want to be like have her. She's living with a dentist, and I'm fucking paying the cable bill for that, a goddamn that'll be dentist. Retarded. Yeah, yeah. So
no, yes, I don't think it's gonna get that far.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Right. Yeah, so single mic now. It's
single
official.
Mic.
It's
single
there.
Mic. Goddamn. Single yeah. mic. Yeah. That's why I. Well, that's not why, but that's kind of why I lost weight because. Yes, single Mike needs to take his shirt off in front of ladies.
Yeah. Now you can get harassed all kinds. Now it's because already
they're gonna be catcalling him.
Yeah, and I was thinking too, like the next chick I'm with, like if I never told anyone, and then let's say I meet someone, and you know me and Marie get divorced, I meet someone, and then. It's serious. Every place we'll go, people will be like,
his mistress.
Yeah, Mike's got a mistress. And plus, like, if they see me in an apartment in the city, they'll be like, that motherfucker has a house. He's always saying that his house is 12 minutes from the city. And he's like, you need a house, an apartment in the city where you live 12 minutes away.
Yeah. They're going to think you're, but now the harassment's not going to stop.
Balling. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be fun, though. It's going to be funny. Just seeing people go crazy for Mike.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, it's weird because I remember I was single in two. Like, it's weird because I was I met my ex or my wife. I don't know what to call her in 98, and then we were together until 2002 for like 6 months. I was single, but I was like, I'm single. I'm gonna bang everyone.
It's a good time.
Everyone. I wanted to get the whole fucking nation of Canada pregnant. Like, I want to fuck everyone. And I was banging. I was banging left and right. Like, crazy. But this time, I was like,
he still hasn't walked right since.
Yeah. But this time, I was like, I'm good. Like, I didn't feel like, whenever I'd meet someone, I'd be, after like 3 minutes, they'd talk to me, and I'd be like, ugh. It's going to be the same fucking garbage. Like, yeah, I was like, I'd rather just go home and jerk off than have to fucking listen to this fucking jibber jabber during breakfast. Dribble. Yeah.
Jibber jabber. I don't care. Yeah. I don't know who these Kardashians are.
This jibber jabber. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
You've never heard jibber jabber?
Well, I've heard it, but I've never heard it used like that.
Yeah. Or maybe I'm using it wrong, but that's the way I see it.
Yeah. He replaces the J with an N. That's why.
But yeah, so I'm good. I'm good. But I'm not single. I'm separated. Because I keep on saying I'm single, but technically I'm in the eyes of our Lord and the law.
Eyes of the law, you're single.
Yeah. Yeah, in the eyes of the law, you're single. Yeah. In the eyes of the law, I'm still married.
I remember
so if I cheat, I'll tell my girl, look, I didn't commit any crimes.
Oh, no, you don't tell her. No. I remember at the bank.
No, I know, but I was just fucking around.
They were like, what are they saying? Like, are you single or married? And I was like, I don't know, I'm seeing a chick. And then they're like, no, are you single? I go, what are you? I'm not. And they're like, oh, so I'm going to put single. I go, but I just told you I was seeing it. I remember. Yeah. And then confused. But the reason why they care is just because if you're married to someone, they could have access to your shit or take your money. It was a whole. But I was like, what the fuck do you care?
Yeah, if you like die or
what are you interested in me? What the fuck do you care who I'm banging?
Do you remember when we went for you to go do your passport or something? What was it?
There was something ridiculous that happened. Dude. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, "What the fuck do you care?"
Lady? I said, "What's a no?" But also, it was like because you have to put two references.
Yeah.
And what reference? What was the reference? Fuck! I made a mistake. I said something retarded.
Oh, it was completely insane.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Because basically, I put him as one of the references for my passport. So he puts it all that, and then it says your relationship. To like,
and you wrote, I'm dating a girl.
No, he wrote, I'm single or something. And I go, but what the fuck? Why'd you write that? What do I care? And he's like, because they asked my relationship. Not your relationship status, you fucking idiot. Your relationship to me.
Oh, fuck is that?
And it even said your relationship to the person. And he's like, single. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? What do they care about that?
Oh, yeah, because it just wrote relationship.
Yeah.
Like meaning like cousin or friend or whatever.
Exactly. I just like, wrote single.
Single. you know when you see sometimes in online forms, they'll write relationship and then kind of in gray, they give an example and you're like, why do they fucking like male or female? And then
they give an example.
They give an example, and you're like, I know what mail is.
It's for people like him. Yeah.
Oh, the thing when you were saying, yeah, you can cheat because you're single. I thought of something yesterday. There's a cool loophole. If ever time travel exists, we'll be able to go in the future and cheat. And then your wife can't get angry. She'll be like, you cheated on me. Could go in 2052.
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet.
Get angry at me in 2052. Yeah. I'm good now. Yeah.
2023, Mike hasn't done shit.
Yeah.
You can bring up the past, but you can't bring up the future.
Yeah. Then why are you washing your dick in the sink?
At the shopping center. Why are you in the mall washing? I didn't foresee this power outage.
I hope though. Yeah, that I hope. It's weird. I'm not looking forward to having the weirdos hit on me. Since I said I'm single, because I'm very picky. I look the way I am now with women makes me look like a closet homosexual because I'm like, nope, that's not right.
It happened. Do you remember with me with chicks that I wasn't responding to? Do you remember when they thought I was gay?
Yeah.
And they were telling him,
he's a homosexual. I remember.
And he's like, he just doesn't like
you. Yeah. Because I get like in the days when I was looking for one night stands, you know, she's dumb. Who cares? Mm. She's got a nice ass. You know, that's all you think about. But if you're thinking of building something with someone, you don't want someone. If someone is kind of annoying the first night, imagine how many months it's going to take for you to want to murder her.
Real talk.
That's why we're married.
Real talk.
Real talk. Dude, do you remember Real Talk from R. Kelly?
No.
You don't remember Real Talk?
No. Dude, was it a show?
No, dude. It was literally, we have to listen to it now. You got to bring it up.
Oh, God.
Dude, it was almost like a parody. He wrote a song. I guess he got caught cheating on his girlfriend.
Okay.
And he wrote a song that's basically him talking. He's like, what you mean you saw me in the club, girl? Were the other guys there?
Oh, I think I've heard this.
You haven't seen this?
I think I've heard this. Is there a music video?
Yeah, but it's the funniest thing ever. You got to play it.
Well, it doesn't matter if we get demonetized.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It's the funniest fucking thing ever.
This is it?
Yeah, put it on
low. Oh, there's memes about this.
Yeah, put it on low, though. Don't put it too
high. Yeah, hold up.
R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I got it.
Well, the other guy's there. Yeah, you put it from the beginning. It's fucking hilarious.
Hold on.
All right.
I can't say.
Right. Yeah. Is the volume on?
Real talk.
Yeah, leave it like that.
On YouTube, because I think it's a great song. You know,
can you hear anything? I can't. Okay. Oh, that's why.
There's no snare in your headphones.
Okay.
That's how real shit gets when you're arguing with your girl.
But I'm going to do this shit for y'all on YouTube. Hold on. I got to give me a drink. I'm going to take a shot.
Pause it for a sec.
How can you have sex with children and they get jealous of other children?
Because kids don't know how to share.
Yeah, these fucking shitty parents. Not only do they let them live at R. Kelly's house, they don't teach them how to share.
Terrible parenting.
Yeah, God. Horrible parents.
When you hear the lyrics beside you're going to die.
I'm just going to be rich. Yeah. We're just going to roll to film. And we're going
to
do it.
We're going to roll to film.
That I know around the globe.
Bro, this is the song.
He kept the Gucci sticker.
He kept the Gucci sticker on, so now he sees Gucci. Wait a minute,
calm down. Listen.
Inside out.
I was at a club with who?
You know what? Listen. He got angry. I'm about to sit up here and argue with you about who's to blame. Don't call no names. Real talk to see girl. Only thing I'm trying to what? And look at those dummies in the back pretending
this
to play.
The lyrics is insane.
Oh, and so he's wait a sec. He's telling her, like, do you think I cheated on you? And while a chick is braiding his hair.
Go back 5 seconds, you're gonna die. Look at his face and listen to what he's saying. But what's right and what's wrong? Look. Just because your friend says she saw me at a club with some other bitches. Sitting in VIP, smoking and drinking and kicking it. Tell me, girl, did she say there were other guys there? Did she say there were other guys there? Were there other guys there?
What?
Well, tell me this.
How can you be violent with that?
She knew I was with the mother girl.
How the fuck can you be violent with that little voice?
It's amazing.
I don't know why you fuck with them old jealous
snowman having
assholes. Anyway. Oh, God. This is perfect. What a goddamn. We shouldn't have canceled R. Kelly.
No.
He's a goddamn genius. What the fuck is wrong with that man?
This is amazing.
He's crazier than Kanye.
Oh, real talk. Yeah.
Real talk, he's crazier than Kanye.
Do you remember that style of hoodie? Do you remember that shit?
No,
back
like
in the
it.
Early 2000s.
Real talk, that was amazing.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Look at his hair.
It's you tweaking. Yeah.
Because the bitch didn't finish the hair.
Did you hear that? You know what your problem is? You're always running up in your mouth. This guy's crazy.
Like, don't press pause. But the reason why his hair was all frizzy like that is because he was like, okay, in the video, I'll start out with the crazy hair and I'll get this girl to braid me.
Yeah.
And then he took shots of him before the girl had finished the braids.
That's what happened. Real talk.
Yeah, real talk. What they eat don't
make a shit. Real talk. This guy's real amazing. Talk.
Real talk.
Real
talk.
Fuck me, girl, fuck you.
What?
This is
what?
Amazing.
What the fuck? My shit and getting the fuck up out of Dodge. You ain't gotta worry about me no more. And the next time your ass get horny, go fuck one of your funky ass friends. Doing that shit anyway. You gonna burn what? Bitch, I wish you would. Fuck. With your trifling ass,
Milton. Milton.
What the fuck? Why is Milton in this song now? Oh. Oh, fucking Milton.
How the fuck did
Let's be honest, man. The black community has come a long way.
Yeah. This is Anthony Cumia's favorite video.
I think this is my favorite video. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, turn the fucking camera off. Turn the damn camera off, man.
This guy's a genius.
Yeah.
This guy's a genius.
You know, like, those guys don't look like good actors. I'm pretty sure that was a real fight.
That's a real fight, yeah.
God.
Yeah. Imagine you're in a fucking video.
He's talking shit about Milton. Milton's like, I didn't fuck that trifling ass bitch.
Yeah, imagine, like, at first when they're playing cards, the guys are like, Milton is like, okay, you two are his friends. I didn't think he liked me. It's fucking cool that he brought me in here.
In this music video. And they're like, you fucking Milton.
God damn, that's wacky.
What a
fuck
weird.
Fuck who? Fuck me now, fuck you. Yo, this is a great song.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, R. Kelly, dude, real talk.
R. Kelly.
I'm so glad I introduced you guys to real talk.
This is amazing.
I didn't know that you didn't know.
The only R. Kelly song I knew was I Believe I Can Fly, but that's better.
This is way better.
They should have used that song in Ali.
Dude, it's one of my favorite moments because you know what it feels like? Do you remember in the early 2000s with Chappelle and all that? We had all the good parodies.
Yeah.
It feels like a parody. It feels like something on the Chappelle show. And Chappelle show was something I loved. So it was so ridiculous that this was real life.
Yeah.
I was like, this is I can't.
And this is probably like R. Kelly. You know what? When he was like big for real, he had all his fucking loser friends telling him he's the greatest of all time. And he had some people that were like telling him, oh, maybe that's not a good idea. But then when kind of the major people abandoned him, he still had all those fucking weirdos that he was like, I got an idea for a song. And they were like, that's good. That's a good song.
Get the Sony handycam.
I'm gonna say real talk. I'm just gonna talk and then kind of sing about fuck you and fuck your stupid bitch friend. I like that.
She'll call me.
That's catchy.
Yeah, and I'll see what I come up with on the spot. He's like, fuck me. Yeah. No, fuck you. Yeah. He's like, yo, that lyric, real talk.
Listen, Robert, you haven't had a major hit that played on the radio, but I have a feeling this is a top 40.
Imagine his manager's like, what the fuck is going on? Did you just record you fighting with your girlfriend and your friends? And he's like, real talk, we did. Yeah.
He was like, look, he's calling his manager. Look, don't worry. The verse that I said I'm going to rape and murder her, that's out.
Yeah.
I wanna we're gonna that'll be in the extended version.
I don't want her to think that I'm still attracted to her, so I had to take that out. It's so insane. Oh, I'm so happy I got to introduce you guys to it.
What year was that? That was like probably in the 2010s,
right? 2000s, yeah.
Or 2008?
15 years ago. Okay. So
that like 8. Yeah. 08. 2008.
08. Yeah.
That was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen.
08. I was in high school.
And when did he start to be like the people knew Didn't he had a piss video, right?
There was the "I want to pee on you."
Yeah,
someone made
that was 2006.
Chappelle
maybe?
Made fun of him.
Yeah.
For the pee on you video, and the pee on you video was what got me to look into R. Kelly.
Yeah,
and he has some song. He has a good voice, the guy.
Yeah, amazing voice.
And I was like, "Fuck, this guy's a good singer." But then I would listen to shit like that. I'd be like, "Oh, this guy's a mental patient." But I would have never assumed that he was holding young girls hostage. Like that's what's crazy is. So all these people
that's wild.
I've noticed with the industry here too. So the people that are just openly like just we fuck around like us, for example, we get shit on because we're the squeaky wheel. We say stupid shit, this and that. And then these motherfuckers hold people hostage for years, but they're making these people so much money, everyone turns a blind eye until someone really speaks out.
Yeah.
So it's always these fucking legit weirdos. They get away with it for so long because everyone's focused on us making jokes.
Yeah.
They're the ones. I guarantee you right now, I don't know if comedians, but someone in Quebec, like known, is probably doing crazy, heinous shit. But instead, they're focused on, is Mike divorced? Did Mike make fun of another retard? Like, that's all they care about. Words. Yeah. So stupid. But this guy, legend.
Goddamn, that music video is amazing.
Yeah.
If you call, I don't know what to call it. It just.
Dude, real talk. It's the shit.
Yeah. It's the best way to describe it is in French, c'est un chef d'œuvre. Like it's a masterpiece.
Yeah. Everything about it.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Because it feels so. And if it was done now, it wouldn't be as impressive. But the fact that this was early 2000s, and he's like, "Yo, I got this," and it's like it's almost like a freestyle of retardation. Yeah.
6.5 million views.
Were there other girls there? Were there other guys there? How the fuck y'all bitches know that those girls won't do with those guys and they were all with me? You know, it's fucking amazing. Like, it's just an argument.
At least, like, it's kind of like a shitty version of "It Wasn't Me" by Shaggy.
Yeah.
But at least "It Wasn't Me" has a, like, it's catchy.
"It Wasn't Me"?
Yeah.
This guy's like, "Go fuck yourself."
Yeah. Do you guys remember there was a music video? I forgot the song. I think it was a female singer. R&B singer, where she sent a text on Excel spreadsheet on her phone.
That was, I think, Kelly Rowland or whatever.
Kelly Rowland. Yeah, yeah.
One of the Destiny's Child's checks?
Yeah, in her, it was early texts for fun, right? Right after the Nokia phones, when you started having the sidekicks, all the flip phones, like the slide phones, not even flip.
Yeah.
So her, it's like, we got to show that she's texting. So she's like, "Are you?" But instead of using the text messaging app, they just open Excel. But you could see that it's Excel.
Okay.
So she's writing in Excel, like, "Are you mad?" or whatever. It's like, well, of course you're not getting responses.
Yeah.
You're sending out a... just mute it so we don't get... Because she might be harder. I could argue R. Kelly is a rapist.
Do I put the volume?
Yeah,
the volume.
Mute it. Okay, I just want to see why the guys... Kelly Rowland, Microsoft Excel. So, but a lot of people didn't notice.
Was she with Nelly?
Look, she opens it up. Look. Where you at? Holla when you get this. But how are you going to get this? That's a spreadsheet.
Yeah. Is that Nelly? Yeah, that's
Nelly. Yeah, you see the band-aid.
What a shitty... Why did... Like, the band-aid thing.
Do you know how that happened?
No.
Hip-hop trivia. So he was going with one of his first big photo shoots, and he had either a zit or he had got hit in the face. He had something, so they had the band-aid on.
Okay.
So they took the whole photo shoot with the band-aid on, and then what happened was people thought it was like a... He was making some kind of a style statement.
Okay.
And then they're like, "No, you got to keep having band-aids." And he's like, "What?"
Couldn't they just have put makeup on or Photoshop?
Like, because
he was like, when he came around, they were already a Photoshop 6. Mm. Like, they were good at Photoshop.
No, they were good at Photoshop, yeah. And then it became a style thing. He kept wearing band-aids.
Because he doesn't anymore, right? Because he's a country guy now.
Is he a country guy?
Yeah, he's huge in country.
Get the fuck out of here.
Really? And when I saw that he was huge in country... He has a song that was really big with Florida Georgia Line. And I was like, that's weird that he's into country. But then I was like, fuck, his album was Country Grammar.
Yeah.
So, and it's even when you listen to the old shit.
It's from St. Louis.
It's hip-hop that sounds kind of
country.
Kind of country.
Twang. It has the twang.
It's twangy.
Because he's from St. Louis, no?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, his gang was the St. Lunatics.
I don't know where that is.
St. Louis? If you Google Nelly... Florida Georgia Line. I don't. Do you think they'll cut that or not?
That'll cut for sure.
Oh yeah,
that
think?
We can't play yet.
You think country people are?
Yeah, they're hardcore. They're billionaires.
Yeah, that's true. It's a rich.
R. Kelly. I'm gonna get. They're gonna flag it, and I'm gonna tell Jason unless he's listening right now. disputed because it's transformative work. Just writing the thing, we're commenting on it. It's obvious that we're commenting
or
on it.
You answer YouTube, like if they go, "Hey, R. Kelly, go, why are you defending a pedophile?"
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Real talk.
That's how it should happen. Real talk. Like, why
the real talk song should have been like,
God damn.
Real talk. She looked older than 14.
But do you remember his interview with Gail Kim when he lost his mind? Yeah. He's like, "What? You're ruining a man's life.
I'm fighting for my life.
I'm fighting for my life."
Ah, that's amazing. Hold on, let's play that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should do R. Kelly. Like, since they're never going to cut anything.
No, but this I think you could use because it's not a song.
Yeah.
That's the beauty about having video on Spotify now. If we decide to leave YouTube, we could just be on Spotify, have audio video.
Yeah. Real talk.
Real talk, dog. Real talk.
R. Kelly. He's in. How many years did he get? He's in jail,
for life.
Right?
I think for life.
Really?
I don't think so. Life, because like
only NWO is for life, bro.
Yeah. This is because people that have murdered like multiple people often get out.
By the way, speaking of that, I did see.
Oh yeah, look at him. he's a buffoon.
Yeah,
is what he is.
He's a baffin.
I'm fighting for my life.
Yeah, he's a buffoon.
That should be a video. She's fucking brave, because when you got a lunatic standing up and swinging,
trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship.
Did
she?
Did he say this is not about Milton? Is he talking
about
Milton
again?
This is about having a relationship
with my kids.
Wow,
this guy really. This guy really.
At this point,
and he's a big dude. Like that. That security guard, very fucking slow.
Very slow, bro.
God damn it.
Yeah, that is a slow security. That's a terrible security guard.
He's swinging fucking like Gail King's hair is moving.
He could have punched the shit out of him.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but she didn't even flinch. That you can tell that her husband is fucking an angry man.
Yeah.
That she, because if you stand up next to me and you start yelling, I'll be like. This is I'll either stand up to go, "Hey, fuck face," or down, I'll be like, "Hey, hey, fucking," like my hand will come
up. Yeah,
but she's just looking at him.
Because she knows, she's like, "I'm too old for him to piss on me."
Yeah.
Didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this.
I love this guy.
Do you want to move the cursor? Like,
look, that's a perfect stop. Yeah. Look at that's the best pause you've ever made.
Goddamn.
Look at him.
He's like a goddamn.
Hold on, I'll replay it and move.
He's a cartoon.
Yeah, move
it.
Yeah.
Didn't do this
stuff. About fuck.
This is not me. I'm fighting for my life.
He's fighting for his motherfucking life.
Y'all killing me with this.
It'd be amazing. Look, she doesn't even flinch. He fucking swung.
Robert.
Like, the way he talked, he was like.
She's so calm. Robert.
Robert. You're killing me. Real talk. This ain't good. You made me look like the damn pedophile. Robert, that may be because you were banging.
I'm fighting for my kids. Those aren't your kids, Robert. Those are your girlfriends. Exactly. That's what I call them.
We briefly pause.
He's not even talking to her when he's
talking. He's talking to the people. Yeah. He's a man of the people.
He's a man of the children.
God damn.
So find out Google how long he's in for, because I need this genius out. I'm getting him a podcast. Yeah. He's coming on the network.
He should. You know, it's like
a podcast, Real Talk with R. Kelly.
Kanye is still going to run, right?
No, 2024.
Real Talk with R. Kelly.
Yeah. But he should, like, R. Kelly's running for president. Get R. Kelly's VP. That's
By the way, I typed in how long is R. Kelly, and one of the autofills is trapped in the closet. How long is R. Kelly trapped in the closet?
Oh, these people are very homophobic. If they think this is R. Kelly's secret trick so that we don't find out he's gay, he's pretending that he's banging 14-year-old chicks and locking him up.
That's elaborate.
Yeah.
30 years. Yo, 2019,
real
alongside
talk, that's a lot, though.
His attorney, Steven Greenberg, this report includes allegations of sexual and physical abuse. This disgraced former R&B star R. Kelly was sentenced Thursday in Chicago to one more year in federal prison atop the current 30 years he is serving on a separate federal sentence
31
in New
years.
York. 31 years.
How long
was this? He's in America. Like, if he was in Quebec, that means he'd get out after like 6 maybe
months.
God damn.
But in America, he's going to do at least 20. And he doesn't seem like the type of guy that'll get out on parole. Because he'll be like, Mr. Kelly, did you work on yourself? I'm fucking in prison. Yeah. I've been in prison for fucking 20 years.
Yeah, he's going to go crazy.
They'll be like, okay. Like,
real talk? I've been getting raped.
Real talk? I'm a top. I'm not a bottom.
This hurts. This hurts.
This, I get it. Those bitches weren't lying. It does hurt. It does hurt when you're not ready.
God.
I'm never ready. You can't get ready for that shit.
Yeah. They piss on him.
I'm never ready. That was even more stressful. If you're in prison and a guy's got to fuck you in the ass and he goes, look, I don't want to surprise you, so get ready. That makes you even less ready.
Yeah.
I think in prison it's better not knowing than knowing.
Yeah, that makes you clench up.
Yeah, I'd be fucking in the shower, my ass would be tight as fuck.
God damn.
Real talk. Oh, so when's he getting out?
31 years, my friend.
31
years. Well, 29 now.
Oh, that's 20, too long. 29. Is there any way we could maybe do Real Talk with R. Kelly podcast while he's in jail?
Skype.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, these guys. Have you seen Hood Kitchen? I mean, in Prison Kitchen.
No.
Like, they make Oreo McFlurry in prison.
Oh, but I've seen a bunch of ex-cons that but they're not really in prison. What kind of gay prison is this? Like, it's green screen, and then they show you, we're going to make a prison pizza crust, and then it's always, the recipes are always Doritos and fucking butter. Like, it's all just garbage.
Yeah. Ugh.
My recipe with him is going to be podcast equipment and buttholes.
Yeah.
How amazing would it be if we produced that, and he's in prison calling
it? Dude, that would be amazing.
Oh, my God. He's like, real talk, I'm fighting my life in here. Big Ben just raped somebody.
I don't. Bitch, I'm not a woman. I'm not a woman. Who said I was a woman?
Yo, I'm pretty sure we could pull this off.
No, I don't.
Wasn't someone
actually? He's in for 30 years. I would do a podcast.
Hold on. Wasn't someone releasing music from inside prison?
No, you could, but he would have to agree to
it. The way you get him to agree, though, is if you could get in contact with him. He seems like the type of fucking lunatic that you go, look, you got railroaded. That lawyer fucked you.
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
Yeah.
But they don't know, but me and my boys know that you're innocent. We should do a podcast and then he'd say yes.
Yeah. We gotta get the real story out
there.
Real talk. This bitch look 37, real talk.
You do, and you call it real talk with comedian Poseidon and pedophile. Comedian Pentelis and pedophile. I did like fucking Ted Bird did. I did the same exact fucking thing.
People confuse us.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in trouble for one of his rapes.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I'm going to totally get in trouble. Yeah. Like Pantelis, and then they're going to describe him. You know, he has that short fucking hair and that fucking, that's not me.
Every time people get us confused, like when it's just me there, and then people apologize to me. I go, don't apologize.
Yeah.
I'm honored. He's insulted though, but I'm honored.
When it happens to me, I get angry. Like, I'm sorry. I go, there's not enough sorries.
You see, I didn't even finish my sentence and I apologized.
He was disgusting.
And Ted Bird told you, he was like, he called you Pantelis and he was like, you're welcome.
He said, in bed with Pantelis, he said, by mistake.
People would pay for that.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm good at small talk.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk. I'm good at small talk.
Yeah. Dude, so R. Kelly. I fucking love R. Kelly. Yeah, it's just so hilarious. He's one of those characters that you feel that was created in a script. It's not real.
Yeah.
When you hear his music and you actually
everything
dissect,
about him seems made up.
It seems made up, but he's a real person.
He's a real person.
But that's what happens when, because I think from young, they were pushing him to be a singer.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you don't live in real life. Mm. You think that Hollywood, all this shit gets real. It's not
Michael Jackson.
Like every time I've met people in showbiz that were pieces of garbage, it's always people that make it super quick.
Yeah.
And I don't know any like famous like a big huge stars worldwide, but like even like a Celine Dion, like she made it so big, kind of young. So she is weird as fuck.
Yeah, she doesn't know what real life is.
Yeah, she's very bizarre because she doesn't remember.
Don't you guys remember
when I make it big? I'm going to become an asshole.
Yo.
Just to flex on people.
Shit.
I'm already an asshole.
These motherfuckers. They're not even
already. Already some fucking bitch trying to suck
my dick. Yeah. It's just out.
Real talk? Real talk, you're gonna suck my bitch.
You're gonna suck my bitch.
You can tell that I haven't been single. Like, I'm not used to being single. When I want to tell a girl to suck my dick, I say, suck my bitch.
Suck my bitch?
Hey, I call my dick my bitch.
Yeah, this is my bitch.
You know how many times I've been beating it?
I've been smacking this bitch.
I use weird terms. Yeah. Can I fuck you with my pussy? Yeah. It's like, what are you talking about?
I'm not good at this. I'm not used to it.
I'm new.
Yeah. This is the best time, though, to be a 49-year-old that's kind of famous and be single. Like, I can't get in trouble by banging 23-year-olds.
This is amazing.
They're
all legal.
And none of them are going to say I used my privilege or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the worst time, though, to be a famous single person.
Now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, because there's all the media scrutiny.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't do anything.
Can't do, like, even if I did want to, I couldn't have sex with any fan.
It's impossible.
It'd turn weird.
Yeah, and the problem is, in Quebec, more of the population is a fan of you than people who vote. Mm. So you're...
Because no one votes,
yeah. So. Well, yeah. But it's millions of people, yeah. Bro. So it's too hard. And anywhere you go, they know you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Poseidon?
Yeah.
You don't have that problem. There's places you could go where they won't know you.
Of course.
But even him, he goes places and they know him.
Oh, there was a fan on Friday night. A fan, she was at the Bell Center and she loved it. She got hammered. And big fan of you, Pantelis, me. And she wasn't expecting me to walk in. Like, she was there to help one of her friend waitresses. I guess she was sad, her friend, that she was losing her job. And she went there to, like, console her or whatever the fuck.
And then she freaked out. She's like, I didn't know I was going to have to clean up shit tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that means since all of the staff knew this was the last night. So you have these.
Before last, actually.
Italian people laughing. While the waiters are just sad.
I'm unemployed.
One of the waitresses seemed very ecstatic. Yeah. She looked way too happy that
it
was closing down.
You know what's fucked up, though? Like, if you're working in a restaurant or a bar and it's closing, you know that every restaurant in Montreal and every bar is desperately looking for employees.
Yeah.
So you lose your job, but you're like, okay, I'll start working there.
Yeah.
You can walk in at anywhere. If you're half good looking, half good at holding a fucking tray.
Or if you have experience. As soon as you have experience now, forget it.
Not even. Yeah. You can show up as long as you don't smell weird and your eyes kind of look in the same direction, they're going to hire you. Yeah. They're like, okay, we'll get you some glasses.
Yeah. We'll get you sunglasses inside and just don't say anything.
Yeah.
Just say you got operated.
Yeah. We'll get come in. We'll spray you with Febreze and
smack you in the ass. Yeah. Get out there, do your job, buddy. Oh, it's there's sometimes people that just stink, and there's comics. There's two open micers that I know that just
that smell.
Yeah, but it's like they don't wipe their ass or something.
Okay,
God damn.
And then I was being told by another comic like, yeah, it's a known thing that he doesn't wipe.
Okay,
his ass.
Yeah, I know who it is because I was there when that person.
Yeah,
said
and
it.
I was just like. That's fucked up, bro.
Wait, hold on. He literally refuses to wipe his own ass?
No, but he smells like shit. So people are assuming.
That he's refusing.
Yeah.
God damn.
It's completely fucked up. But you know...
And never assume because you make an ass and an ass smells like that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
You assume you make an ass out of yourself.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You make an ass out of you. That's what assume is, an ass out of you and you.
Oh, I didn't assume.
You don't
anything.
Know that
No, expression? I don't know it. I don't know it.
You know the expression?
No.
Don't assume because it makes an ass out of you and you're an asshole. Yeah.
Well, I've always been told don't assume.
No, but assume. Look at the word.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, that's clever.
Okay, so explain it to us since it's clever.
No, because it makes an ass out of you. Ass you. Assume.
And what about the
And you and me.
No, just you.
Yeah, that's the expression. It's make an ass out of you and me.
Yeah,
don't assume because it makes an ass out of you and me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love how you keep pretending.
You're like,
oh, that's clever, but you didn't.
No, I did get it.
You didn't know about the me part, though.
Yeah.
Huh?
You didn't know about the me part.
No, it clicked.
Of you and me.
No, it clicked when I explained
it. We're harassing you.
No.
Because I used to do that. I used to be like, don't make, because you make an ass out of yourself. I was like, you mean ass out of you and me? Just you. You're the only ass. Poseidon.
Yes.
If you don't want to make an ass out of yourself, you know what you should do?
Subscribe to our Patreon.
Subscribe to our Patreon or to Mike's Patreon or if Mike's you like Suze Good. And if you speak French, how the fuck do you not watch Suze Good? MikeWard.ca is the website. Patreon.com/Suze Good is the Patreon. MikeWard.ca for all of Mike's tour dates.
I'm
Mike
doing
is going out in English.
English show in, I'm looking just to make sure I have the right date. Toronto, July 7th.
July
7th. The Great Hall. The Great Hall in Toronto.
Great Hall. Great Toronto, Hall. 1 hour, Mike Ward in Hanglish.
Yeah.
And if you need some cannabis, canadoc.ca, tell them we sent you. Links are in the description. TheePoseidon69 on Twitter and Instagram, or I am Poseidon for Poseidon. PentelsComedy.com for all of my stuff. Subscribe, join the Patreon, and most importantly, go fuck yourselves.
Hey.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.